Life was not easy when Emma Segui first arrived in Mesa, Arizona. The 20-year-old was born in Paris, France. But when she was 16, she decided she wanted to be more independent and to try something new. So Segui asked her parents if she could complete her final year of high school in the United States. At first, they resisted the idea. She had never been that far from them before. But in the end, she says, they saw how important it was to her and agreed to let her go.
It was hard for my parents seeing their 16-year-old leave the country, but I think my parents are very proud of me for being here.
In 2014, Segui applied to study at an American high school through the French group International Student Programs Agency and the American organization Educatius. These two international education exchange programs placed her at Dobson High School in Mesa, Arizona. Right away, Segui noticed major differences between life in Mesa and life in Paris. For example, she says people in Arizona are far less likely than Parisians to judge people based on their appearance. But Segui also experienced some major difficulties. Her English language skills were not as strong as she had hoped, and she missed her family much more than she thought she would.
She spent many nights crying and reading an English dictionary. But luckily for Segui, her exchange programs had also connected her with an American host family. These total strangers opened their home to Segui while she completed her high school education. They also provided her with emotional support and did their best to help her succeed in her studies. Segui and her host family grew very close. She says they became like a second family to her. She also made some American friends in her French class at Dobson by helping them learn her native language. Segui says her ties to her new family and school friends became so strong that she decided not to return home after graduation. Instead, she chose to stay in her newfound community while seeking higher education at Mesa Community College in 2015.
It was supposed to be only for 10 months, and I ended up staying with them for 3 years, and they are still a big part of my life.
Mesa Community College is a public school established in 1963. It serves about 20,400 full and part-time students. Most seek 2-year associate's degrees. Community colleges are lower cost than other schools, and cost was a major issue Fabrice Hampo faced when he first considered international study. The 23-year-old is from the town of Bonnois in the Ivory Coast, and his family does not have much money.
Hampo began his higher education at the Université de Cocody, where he sought a bachelor's degree in sociology in 2014. But he says he had always dreamed of studying in the United States, although he lacked the finances to do so. Then, during a visit to the U.S. Embassy in his home country, Hampo learned of a special U.S. State Department program. The program is called the Community College Initiative, or CCI. The CCI connects international students with community colleges around the U.S. It places students at one of these schools and lets them study there for free for up to a year. It also gives the students a little extra money to cover their travel and living costs. So, in 2017, Hampo applied to the CCI program, got accepted, and was sent to Mesa. At first, Hampo's mother was worried about him being on his own. She did not want him to go. But he was able to persuade her that the program would offer him experiences he could not have otherwise. And, he argued, like Emma Segui, he would have a support system waiting for him upon arrival. The CCI program connects international students with host families. And Hampo quickly grew close to his. They treated him like he was their real son, he says. And they taught him how to survive in a foreign country. The CCI program requires students to complete 100 hours of volunteer service during their stay. Hampo's host family immediately asked him to join in their own volunteer projects. One is a program that helps disadvantaged young Americans go to college. The other sends solar panel technology to Afghanistan.
Hampo says his host father also taught him many important life lessons.
When I came here, I didn't know how to swim. And he is actually the one who taught me from scratch how to swim. Now I'm like a fish.
The young Ivorian says he will never forget these lessons, even after he returns home to complete his studies. Emma Segui completed her associate's degree program at Mesa last year. But after graduating, she decided she loved her second home so much that she wanted to stay even longer. So she applied to a special program called Optional Practical Training, or OPT. Under OPT, international students with an F-1 visa can work in the U.S. for up to 1 year in a field related to their studies. Segui says she has loved teaching since she was young, helping her little sister with her studies. She was especially interested in helping students with disabilities, as she has a disabled aunt. So, working in special education at Roosevelt Elementary School in Mesa was a natural choice for her under the OPT program. It is very common for community college graduates in the U.S. to continue their educations at four-year colleges and universities. Segui plans to seek a bachelor's degree at Arizona State University in the fall. After that, she plans on returning to France. But, like Fabrice Hampo, she says the family that chose to host her and made her feel so welcome will never be far from her heart. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Pete Musto.